Today, I'm joined by Shelley Wheeler and Jessica Gust. They are both members of the California Dietetic Association Coastal Tri-Counties District. Welcome to KCBX.
Thank you.
So this month is National Nutrition Month for March, March is National Nutrition Month. So, well, first of all, tell me about what you do on the board.
I'm Jessica, and I am the president of the local district, and my role is to oversee the board members. We have about 14 members on the board that do different roles, and they provide different services both on the board and in the community. And
yeah. How about you, Shelley?
Yeah, I'm Shelley. I am on the board for National Nutrition Month, so that's in the month of March, which is right now. And so my job is to help get everybody motivated for the month and organize it and help Jessica, the president, keep it organized and get the word out there to the public about nutrition. I think in January, everyone makes these New Year's resolutions. And the idea from the California Dietetic Association is in March, National Nutrition Month, is reminding people to keep up with the healthy lifestyle.
Because it's still the beginning of the year. It's not too late to start. Tell me about National Nutrition Month and the initiatives behind it, where it got started.
Yeah, so National Nutrition Month was initiated in 1973. It started just as a week-long campaign to address nutrition in the public. And then in 1980, it was made for a month-long campaign. And every year, there's a new theme to keep it fresh. So this year, the theme is Bite Into a Healthy Lifestyle. So the key message is to encourage the public to adopt a healthy lifestyle that's focused on consuming fewer calories, making informed food choices, getting daily exercise in order to achieve and maintain health, to reduce your weight if that's what is needed, and to prevent or help with chronic diseases and promote overall health.
For this month, how are you guys reaching out to communities on the Central Coast?
So this year for Bite Into a Healthy Lifestyle, we have a booth for the local dietitians to help with at the Health and Fitness Expo, which is at the Madonna Center. It's on March 21st and 22nd. There's actually a 5K run Saturday that morning, so that's a good way to get that physical activity in. And then there's health screening and all sorts of free services. But we're going to be there promoting nutrition with healthy handouts. We are doing a PowerPoint presentation about healthy eating and weight management. Mm-hmm. And we'll be there to answer any questions the public might have about access to a dietitian in the community.
So is the event free to the public?
The event is free to the public, and there's going to be a number of vendors there. CTC is going to have a booth, and many of the local registered dietitian nutritionists in our area are going to be volunteering their time at the booth to provide nutrition education to the public, and then also to provide information on where people can go to get personalized nutrition education. One really good resource for the public is to go to www.eatright.org. That is the website for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, which is our national organization. Then you can go to the Find an Expert and type in your local zip code, and it will actually give you a list of registered dietitians who are available for one-on-one consultations.
Mm-hmm. So for those who may not be able to go to the event or aren't necessarily going to be in the way of consuming any of this information this month, what are some tips you guys are going to be throwing out there to the public to help people, you know, get re-energized for this year in terms of health and nutrition?
Yeah, so one of them is learning about your needs. So depending on your age, your gender, your body type, your family history, finding daily routines. So it really needs to be individualized. There's no one food or drink or pill or magic machine that's going to help you achieve optimal health. It's really individual. So going and seeing a dietitian is important, but we have handouts from National Nutrition Month about powering up with breakfast, about how to make your salads more interesting, and then how to read food labels.
So what would someone's experience be seeing a registered dietitian?
So one nice thing about seeing a registered dietitian is that many insurance companies have dietitians that are providers. And what that means is that a person could see a registered dietitian and then the dietitian could bill the insurance directly. And so the patient doesn't pay anything out of pocket. And there are many local dietitians that accept insurance. So that's something that is good to get connected with. Additionally, if there are not any local dietitians who are providers for a specific insurance company, many people can see a dietitian and then get reimbursed directly from their insurance carrier by submitting a receipt with what they paid for an appointment or something similar. So if that is something that the public's interested in, they should contact their insurance company and find out first if there is a contracted dietitian in the area, and second, if there's not, if they would provide reimbursement and how much. And it's really a fairly easy process.
And to add to that, too, I think it's important for people to ask their doctors and primary care providers or nurse practitioners, wherever they're getting their health care, to ask for a dietitian, because I feel oftentimes people may be given a handout on lowering your cholesterol, but maybe they learn better by sitting down with somebody one-on-one. So if you can ask the healthcare system for a dietitian, and I think that's important because patients – well, I think it's important because nutrition just really impacts your health, and giving out a handout might not motivate somebody enough to make some changes. Mm-hmm. So I think that's important.
Thank you, Jessica and Shelley, for being here today. They are both members of the California Dietetic Association Coastal Tri-Counties District.